Welcome back. In this advanced lesson, we're building something that's way more than a normal effects chain. We're using the stepper approach to turn FX into part of the arrangement, so the track feels like it's moving, responding, and evolving in true jungle and old-school DNB style. The big idea here is simple. Don't think of effects as decoration. Think of them as events. In this style, the groove is all about what happens between the snare hits, around the snare hits, and just after the snare hits. That's where the tension lives, that's where the movement lives, and that's where your FX chain can really start acting like composition. We're working in Ableton Live 12, using stock devices, and we're going to build two connected systems. First, a drum break FX chain for chopped breaks and transition fills. Second, a bass response chain for stabs, accents, and call and response phrasing. The goal is to make the drums say something, the FX answer, and then the bass reply. Start with a short loop. 2 bars or 4 bars is perfect. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM, because that's the sweet zone for this vibe. Put a chopped break on one track and a bass phrase on another. Before you get deep into processing, make sure the loop already has a strong snare anchor. That means your snare should feel like the center of gravity. Usually that means kicks landing cleanly, snares on 2 and 4, and enough space around those hits so the FX can breathe. For the bass, keep it disciplined. Don't fill every gap. Old school stepper energy comes from repetition plus micro variation. So give the bass a clear call and response shape. Let it hit, let it leave space, and let the drums lead the conversation. Now let's build the break FX system. Add an audio effect rack on the break track and set up 3 chains: clean, dirt, and transition. This is a really useful way to think, because it gives you composition control, not just processing control. The clean chain is your original break. The dirt chain is for heavier grit when the section needs more weight. And the transition chain is where the motion happens. Map a few macros here. A great starting set is filter cutoff, delay feedback, and distortion drive. Keep the clean option available at all times, because the smartest move in this style is not drowning everything in FX. It's moving in and out of the FX so the arrangement has contrast. Inside the transition chain, place your devices in a specific order. Start with auto filter, then saturator, then echo, then redux, then hybrid reverb or reverb, and finally utility. That order matters. You want to shape the tone before the time-based effects catch it. In other words, filter and grit first, then echo and space. Utility at the end is there to control width or trim gain if needed. For the filter, a low-pass setup is usually the move. Automate the cutoff somewhere in the range of 300 Hz to 3 kHz depending on how open or tight you want the moment to feel. The key is not huge obvious sweeps all the time. In this style, smaller moves often hit harder. A quick cutoff dip or a brief opening at the end of a phrase can feel way more authentic than a giant polite EDM-style rise. Saturator should be used to add attitude, not flatten the break. Start around 2 to 6 dB of drive if needed, and keep an ear on the snare. If the snap disappears, back it off. In DNB, the snare is sacred. If the snare loses its punch, the whole groove starts to sag. Echo is where you can really create punctuation. Try sync times like 1/8, 3/16, or dotted quarter depending on the rhythm. Keep feedback modest, maybe 15 to 35%, and use the filter section so the delay doesn't clutter the low end. The move here is not always on delay. The move is a one-shot throw. Let the snare hit, then push a filtered echo into the gap. That's classic. Redux is your lo-fi seasoning. A little bit of bit reduction or sample rate reduction can instantly bring that sampler era flavor. Just don't overdo it. You want grit, not mush. If it starts chewing up the transient, you've probably gone too far. Hybrid reverb or reverb should stay controlled. Small to medium spaces work best. Keep the decay short enough that it disappears before the next important hit, and cut the low end aggressively on the return so the sub and kick stay clean. Now automate the chain in the arrangement. This is where the lesson really becomes composition. Duplicate your loop across 8 or 16 bars and start automating the macros. Open the filter slightly at phrase endings. Increase delay feedback only on the last hit before a transition. Push saturation a little harder in the second half of a drop if you want more intensity. A really strong old-school move is to activate the transition chain only on the last half bar or last bar before something important happens. That might be a new bass phrase, a drum restart, a drop intro, or a section change. You want the FX to signal the handoff. They should feel like punctuation, not wallpaper. If you want a practical structure, try this. Bars 1 to 8, mostly dry, with minimal FX. Bar 8, a short filter delay throw on the snare. Bars 9 to 16, a little more drive and a touch of bit reduction. Then at the end of bar 16, use a reverse dial swell or a resampled tail to push into the next phrase. That kind of phrasing keeps the track moving. Now let's build the bass response side. If your bass is already auto, or if you're working with a rendered synth bass, build another rack or effect chain for it. A clean starting order is EQ8, saturator, auto filter, then a light chorus ensemble or phaser flanger. If the style calls for it, then maybe delay or echo on ascend rather than directly on the insert, and utility at the end. The bass chain should stay more controlled than the break chain. If you're splitting sub and character layers, keep the sub dry and centered. Put movement and texture on the upper layer. That gives you the best of both worlds. Weight and definition. For the upper bass layer, you can automate the filter between roughly 120 Hz and 2 kHz, depending on how much motion you want. But keep the real sub clean. In terms of rhythm, make the bass answer the drums instead of competing with them. It on beat 1, leave space for the snare, then answer on the offbeat or on beat 3. That little conversation is the heart of it aesthetic. DNB doesn't need constant bass movement to feel intense. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is leave a gap and let the next note feel like a reply. One of the most powerful advanced moves in Ableton is resampling your own effects. Once you've got a transition that sounds good, route it to a new audio track and record the result. Then take the best parts and chop them up. A delay tail from a snare can become a reverse swell. A filtered reverb hit can become a new fill. A noisy transition can turn into a fresh sample that you reuse later in the arrangement. This is especially useful in jungle and old school DNB, because it turns your effects into source material. It makes the track feel produced, not preset driven. And honestly, that's one of the fastest ways to get that authentic record feel. For the drums, a drum bus or a glue compressor on the drum group can help lock everything together. Keep it subtle. You want transients to stay readable. A little drive, a little glue, maybe a touch of transient shaping if needed. Don't overcompress the life out of it. In this style, the transient clarity is what keeps the groove from turning to mud. The bigger arrangement idea is this. Think in phrases, not loops. A strong DNB section usually has different energy states. You've got dry and readable. You've got charged and moving. And you've got momentarily disrupted. That last one is important. The disrupted moment is where jungle energy often lies. Use it sparingly, and it becomes powerful. So for your structure, think in blocks. Maybe a 16-bar intro with filtered break and dubby throws. Then a 16-bar build with more detail and subtle bass stabs. Then a 32-bar drop, where the drums and bass step forward together, with one variation every 8 bars. Then an 8-bar switch up with a break fill, reduced bass, and stronger transition effects. Then a second drop with heavier saturation and more rhythmic stutters. Finally, an outro that strips things back down. Use locator markers in Ableton Live 12 to label your sections. Give yourself clear landmarks like drop A, break fill, bass answer, transition effects, and switch up. That will save you a ton of time when you come back to the arrangement later. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't put too much reverb on the sub or full bass. Keep the low end dry and centered. Second, don't leave the FX chain on all the time. Use it selectively. Third, don't overwiden the break. Keep the core groove solid in mono. Fourth, don't let saturation flatten your snare punch. And fifth, don't ignore phrase structure. Always ask yourself whether the FX are actually helping the section move forward. Here's a pro tip for darker, heavier DNB. Use band-limited FX. High-pass your delays and reverbs aggressively. Keep echo feedback changes tiny, because even a small jump can feel huge if it lands on the last snare of a phrase. And if you use redux, treat it like seasoning, not the main ingredient. Another great move is to build a parallel damage lane. Duplicate the break or upper bass layer and process the copy more heavily with saturation, bit reduction, filtering, maybe even some compression. Blend it quietly under the clean signal. That gives the track urgency without losing definition. And if you want your arrangement to stay alive, add one new motion detail every 8 bars. Open the filter a little. Change the delay throw. Swap a chop. Add a texture. Bring in a response stab. That's enough to keep the listener engaged without making the track overarranged. You can also use negative drops. That means removing something important for a bar instead of adding more. Maybe the bass drops out for half a bar. Maybe the kick disappears. Maybe you leave only a snare and an FX tail. When the full groove comes back, it feels bigger because the absence had weight. For your practice, try building one 8-bar section at 170 to 174 BPM. Use a chopped break, a simple bass phrase, and one atmosphere layer. Create your audio effect rack on the break track with clean, dirt, and transition chains. Put auto filter, saturator, echo, and redux in the transition chain. Then automate that transition chain only on bars 8 and 16. Open the filter, bump the echo feedback briefly, add a little drive, and reduce bit depth slightly. After that, resample the best transition and slice one hit into a new fill. The main thing to listen for is this. Does the snare still punch? Does the bass stay clear? And does the phrase feel like it's moving forward? If the answer is yes, you're on the right path. So remember this final principle. In jungle and old school DNB, the drums and bass are the conversation. The effects chain is the punctuation. When you use it with intent, the loop stops feeling like a loop and starts feeling like a record.